I'm going to read a number of different verses and tie them together so it would be impossible for you to follow along. So just listen. Psalms 116, verse 12, 13, 17, and 19. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. In the Lord's house, praise ye the Lord. Psalm 69:30. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Psalms 35:18 and 28. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee, and my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Psalms 92:1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Psalms 95:1-2. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Psalms 103:1-2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord and forget not all his benefits. Psalms 105:1. O give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds. Hebrews 13:15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Ephesians 5:20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then last and very importantly, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amen. Amen. We have so much for which to be thankful, and we're going to give you an opportunity to share that. Now, there is a rule. Only mention one thing, because most everybody here would like to give a testimony, and if you hog the time, then you'll deprive somebody else of giving a testimony. All right, so would you line up, please, and we'll alternate between the sides. All right, Daniel.
My name is Dan Brubaker. I'm a senior evangelist major from Hershey, Pennsylvania. Looking forward to graduating here this coming May. And it's been really neat recently to see how the Lord is starting to put some things together for my future ministry. I already have 3 meetings scheduled for the coming months, and that's all just been by word of mouth. I've not had the opportunity to officially announce my ministry yet, though I'm working toward that here soon. But it's just been really neat to see the Lord start to stitch together some meetings. I'll be preaching to some teenagers in the coming months and then also some junior campers. So praise the Lord.
Great.
Mike Salyer, missions graduate. I just want to thank the Lord for being called here. This is a very special place, and I'm thankful for the standards of the school, the standards of the Bible, and the text of the Bible and the King James Version, and the standards of evangelism and church planning and missions, and I'm thankful that my family can be here too. So I just want to say that.
Amen.
Good morning. I'm Kenny Hafner from Lattimore, North Carolina. I'm a junior missions major, junior evangelist major, sophomore missions major. Got that right. And there are so many things I want to praise the Lord for. I was very disappointed when he said I could only give one thing. First and foremost, obviously, I'm thankful for my salvation. I can't help but mention that. But as I was working at Chick-fil-A yesterday, I was trying to think about what to give a testimony about this morning, and I was thinking, you know, God hasn't really put $5,000 on my school bill recently or anything, and I'm trying to think of something I'm thankful for. And then I thought, you know what? God has given me so many benefits. Psalm 103, verse 2. And I just want to thank the Lord, especially for my job this semester. For the first few semesters, I didn't have a job, and paying my school bill was always such a problem. And Lord has given me a job this semester, a chance to work, and I'm just so thankful for that. And also, I'd like to thank the Lord for my family and my professors.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Reisinger, and I'm a freshman music major, and I just want to thank you all for your prayers and for the safe delivery of my little brother. My mom said this was the easiest delivery out of all of us, and that is just a huge blessing, And it's just all through your prayers and support. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Emily Pike. I'm a junior church ministries major, and I just want to praise the Lord for how he provides. I came in this semester. I had enough to pay my first payment on my school bill, and I did not know how I was going to pay the rest. But praise the Lord, my school bill is completely paid, and I don't know how it's happened.
Amen. That's walking by faith.
Hello, I'm Lexi Hafner. I'm a freshman church ministries major, and I just want to praise the Lord for all the provision that he's given to all of us college students, and I want to publicly thank all of those that support the college, not only financially, but also just through their prayers. And as many have said, I didn't know where the money was coming from for like these semesters, but I just want to thank the Lord for everybody that prays for us.
My name is Sean Curtis. I am a graduate of Ambassador Baptist College, and I'm just glad to be here this morning. I just want to praise the Lord for my salvation. The Lord saved me 7 years ago. I didn't grow up in a Christian home, and my parents never read the Bible to me or prayed with me, but I'm thankful for my grandma because she was always a testimony to me, and she was always praying and doing her devotions, and it was just basically led me to the Lord when I was 19 years old. And I'm thankful that he called me to preach about a year after. In 2005, then I came here for 4 years and graduated. And I'm just so thankful that now he's allowing me to minister full-time at Crossroads Rescue Mission and just be a servant there. So I just praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Hi, I'm Julie Rice. I'm a junior elementary education major from Lebanon, Pennsylvania. I just want to thank God for his patience with us and that no matter how many times we fall, if we're truly repentant before him, he is ready with open arms to just bring us back and get us up on our feet and get us back to where we need to be. So.
Well, my name is Michael Dietrich. I'm a junior missions major. I'd just like to thank the Lord for his provision. He's always been able to provide, whether it's been through work or for family members donating some money to my school bill. And I would just like to praise the Lord. Through 5 semesters, I've never had to worry about my school bill.
Amen.
Hi, I'm Corey Bibb. I am a sophomore music major from Columbus, Georgia. And I just want to thank the Lord for his leading in my life, even before I came here. If I had done things the way I have been planning, I would not be here. And I certainly never would have met any of my friends here or the man that's going to be my husband within a year. And I'm just so thankful that he just worked in my life to get me to the point where I needed to be and allowed me to grow spiritually through all of that. And that he is so patient with me even when I'm hard-headed and stubborn and I don't want to listen to him. And I'm just so thankful to be here and to have learned all that he's taught me while I've been here.
Hello, my name is Titus Palmer, and I'm a sophomore missions major. And I just want to praise the Lord. Throughout this semester, there have been several times where I've really just wanted to quit. It's been a long semester, and I've really felt like quitting. I just want to praise the Lord for Mr. Hankey. Seems like every time I want to quit, it's Monday night, and it's Mr. Hankey Devos, and he brings a challenge that just speaks to my heart and just gives me a boost. And I just want to praise the Lord for Mr. Hankey and the way he is. Helped me this semester and just encouraged me.
You know, you'd be amazed how many pastors want to quit on Monday also.
Well, good morning. My name is Joseph Delbert. I'm an evangelist major from Quakertown, Pennsylvania. I'm thankful this morning for being rich, not financially speaking, but spiritually speaking. The Word of God says, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." I'm thankful for salvation through Jesus Christ alone and the blood of the Lamb. And the Lord has changed my life completely. I'm thankful to be here this morning. I'm also grateful for the two most influential spiritual people in my life, my mother and father here this morning. And thank you very much.
You know, it's amazing to see how God has worked in his life. He's a different young man than he was 3 years ago. Praise the Lord.
Hi, I'm Heather. I'm a junior elementary education major, and I just want to thank all of those of you who prayed for me last week when I was sick, and I'm feeling ever so much better now, so praise the Lord. And I just love the family atmosphere in here, how we can all just check up on each other and be, just pray for each other, and I just praise the Lord for all of you.
Good morning. My name is Liz Waters. I'm a senior elementary education major, and I just want to thank the Lord this morning for the changes that he's made in my life since I came here as a freshman when I was 17. And I just want to thank him also for unfolding my path for next semester. I'll be able to do my student teaching at Hidden Treasure Christian School. It's a special needs school in South Carolina. And I just want to thank him that in 23 days I will be done with classes.
I'm Gloria Clark from Shelby, North Carolina, junior missions major. I was thanking God actually yesterday, looking back through my life, how I have seen his hand just directing me through my parents. You know, I thought, God, I wouldn't be saved, I don't think, if you hadn't saved my parents, and before that, my grandparents, and just everything. I'm so thankful that God has directed me here and that he saved me 18 years ago. Just amazed at all God has done in my life.
Hello, my name is Seth Pills. I'd just like to thank the Lord for his providence, especially in protection. I'm just amazed at how God orchestrates our lives in ways that we often don't understand. Especially at the beginning of the semester, I was really praying and thinking just to God, God, what in the world are you doing? And I had a lot of doubts in my mind. But just recently, God's helped me see just a little bit of his plan and how he's been orchestrating my life. And specifically, I like to thank the Lord. You may have seen the newspaper article out in the breezeway here of how Mr. Bray's apartment was broken into. Well, I rent a room in that apartment, and I'm thankful of God's protection of myself. Really, my testimony begins about a week before then. I had a paper due in Dr. Spencer's class, a JEDP theory paper that was going to be about 10 to 12 pages long. And I was thinking, oh man, I'm going to get this done. And I was procrastinating as my usual bad habit. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get this done. I was researching it. I was going to do it over the weekend. And then I dropped my computer. And my computer broke. And I was thinking, oh, great. And computer broke. I had written like half of the paper. Computer broke. It's like, what am I going to do? And I remembered about 5 years later, I went to Best Buy and got insurance for my computer. So I drove all the way to Gastonia, went to Best Buy. It's like, hey, can you guys fix this? Like, yeah, but it'll take 2 weeks. So I'm thinking, oh, great. 2 weeks without a computer for a graduate student isn't a very good thing. But I went back and I found out by random coincidence that Gardner-Webb's library is open to 2 o'clock a.m. in the morning. So I decided to go to Gardner-Webb and write the paper, and it was amazing. As I was writing the paper, I got to share a testimony of what I was writing on to two Gardner-Webb students who had a lot of questions about the Bible and how it was preserved, and was this really God's word? And that was an interesting side note. Anyway, I dropped my computer, and then about a week after that, I was working with Skits on TAC, because TAC was the next day. So I came back from working with Skits on TAC so I could go to work. I arrived at my apartment and I saw the door was ajar and slightly bashed. And I know my doors usually look that bad, but I was trying to figure out, does this look worse than usual? So I walked out the door, tried to push it open, and the door pushed back. And I was thinking, okay, something wrong with the hinges that spring. So I pushed it again. I saw something red duck from the window. And I realized someone's in the house. I don't know, some type of practical joke. So I said, hey, who's in the house? The person in the house said, hey, you better go back to your car unless you want to be shot. So I decided to go back to my car and call the police immediately. And the police were there in about 10 seconds. And went through the house. I noticed that Mr. Bray's laptop was gone. And I didn't know Mr. Bray had it. And checked my room. He was in my room when I arrived at the house. The drawers were open, stuff taken out, like he was looking for checks or cash. But nothing of mine was taken. I thank the Lord for his timing that I arrived at the house when he was in my room. But it helped me to see Mr. Bray's And there's so much that is detailed and orchestrated, and definitely don't have enough time or should take enough time to say all. But Mr. Braid's laptop and $600 for a love offering for his track ministry was taken. And it's like, Lord, why exactly did you let this happen? But also, Lord brought up, like, hey, if I didn't have your computer broken, if you didn't drop your computer would have been stolen too. And I was like, wow, God, thank you for letting me drop my computer. What a weird type of insurance that was. And even with Mr. Bray's money for the track ministry, he was working all night the night before. That's why his laptop was out. It's like, wow, Mr. Bray's been putting so much energy into this, and yet it's all taken up by an evil act. But at work, as even thinking on these things of, okay, why is God being unjust to even his most loyal servants, his most faithful? And I was thinking about that. And at work, I was, my boss, who's a non-practicing Mormon, who smokes, drinks, listens to heavy rock and roll, but still claims Mormonism. How that works out, I do not know. But he talked to me about it. I talked to him because I just come from talking to the police, arrived at work, and I knew that I had to do tack skit practice after work. And so I was telling him, yeah, someone just broke into my house and just talked to the police. And I was telling him how I dropped my computer and how all these things were happening. And he said to me, praise the Lord. My boss has nothing ever to do with God. He said, praise the Lord. It's amazing to see how God works through our lives. And it really hit me like a slap in the face. Wow, this man who has nothing to do with God can see that God is working here. He's never praised the Lord. When he mentions God, it's sacrilegious. And it's been amazing ever since that time of how God's opened up doors. People that were carnal Christians at my workplace, of how they've been seeing, hey, God is real, and how God has been working. When people say, Mr. Bray, they know Mr. Bray's track ministry was attacked. Mr. Bray's been able to hand out tracks of myself to different coworkers. It's just amazing to see. And even through that, through the newspaper, the gospel being spread out to more people than probably would even pick up the track in the track rack. I'm just so thankful to see just a glimpse of how God's working.
And I hope that you'll pray for Brother Bray that he'll be able to recover that computer or at least the contacts. You can read the article in the Breezeway and it'll tell you more about it. Jennifer.
Good morning. My name is Jennifer Duarte. I'm a junior music major. And today I would like to praise the Lord for my siblings. And I count myself so blessed and privileged to attend college with them. They keep life fun, and they're a constant source of encouragement to me. 3 John, the Apostle John said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And even though they're not my children, it brings a lot of joy to my heart to know that they're here and they're walking with God, and God's doing a work in their lives. And I'm so thankful, and I'm sure a lot of the older siblings in here can relate, even though in our youth, sometimes we don't set the best example for them. God's grace is not limited to that in their lives, and we're blessed to be here.
Amen.
We've got a portion of my name's Todd Ewell. I'm a freshman missions major from Amboy, Illinois. And Psalm 16, 5 and 6, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in goodly places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. And that's really what I've got to praise the Lord for this morning, kind of following up with Gloria, because I praise the Lord every day for what for the heritage that I have with my parents, for setting an example in the home to follow the Lord and to seek him with all his heart. And just remember the days getting up and Dad come home from work, he'd be home at midnight, and yet he'd be up at 6:30 in the morning, sitting at the kitchen table reading his Bible. And just the influence that he and my mom had in my life, and that if my grandma, even going back that far, had not raised my parents right, how one generation, all that can be lost. And I just thank the Lord for the heritage that he's given me.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is Anna Valier, and I am a sophomore elementary education major from Greenville, South Carolina. And I would like to praise the Lord this morning for my church family. I go to Southview Baptist Church in Statesville. And this semester and last semester, there's been a lot of unique circumstances that have happened with the church family there. And I just praise the Lord for all that he has taught me by being able to watch my pastor and his family and how they responded to these issues that went on and how they dealt with it. And then just all the members of the church are so giving to the college students that go up. They take us to their home, a different family take us to their home every Sunday afternoon, all six of us, and put up with us all afternoon. And even just last night, I mentioned, like, I didn't even mention to some people, but they asked if what we needed or wanted for Christmas, and they put on a little piece of paper for somebody to kind of adopt a college student for a Christmas gift. And I put on there that I wanted a new cell phone because mine kind of died. And just even last night before it even got out there, a lady in the church was like, oh, I have an extra one. And it was just a blessing of all that they do for us and being able to watch my pastor. I can't thank God enough for my church family.
Amen.
My name is Candace Oliver, and I'm a one-year Bible from New York. I think it's just the day to praise the Lord for our heritage, but it's been a while since I've praised the Lord for my family, particularly my parents. But I just want to praise the Lord for my my father, that he studies the Word of God and that he truly loves his Savior. And I just praise the Lord for my mother, who never ceases to pray for us, me or my brothers. And I also want to praise the Lord for my aunt. My cousin was born with hydrocephalus, and he's been in and out of the hospital all his life. He was never supposed to walk or be able to talk, but through prayers, he does both. He walks and talks, and he's a miracle. And just recently, he went through some more problems, and he just was always in pain. But every email that my aunt sent at the bottom, she said, "My God is good." And no matter what my cousin goes through, she always says that. And it seems each time she just grows closer to Jesus Christ. And she just thanks him more that Jamie is healthy and that my God is good no matter what he does. And he's just in everything. And I just want to praise the Lord for my heritage.
Hi, my name is Emily Spence. I am a sophomore church ministries major. I want to praise the Lord for the Holy Spirit. It's hard to only thank him for one thing, but the Holy Spirit in particular, and because of how he works in the lives of others, and particularly my teachers, how there's times when there's just no way I can get an assignment done, and a teacher the Lord will use them to say, okay, we're not doing something today, or when I'm really struggling with something or some sin in my life, then there's been time and time again where I've been in Pastor Dietrich's class, and the Lord has just used him to encourage me and convict me and just directly answer prayers that I have just about my own spiritual life. Also, my dad, he is the best spiritual leader I could ask for, and he, I have so much respect for the fact that he does right no matter what. And just being, he's a 100% disabled vet, and just all that he's went through, I don't think that I could say that I could be as faithful as he still is to the Lord with all that he's went through, and that just seeing the Holy Spirit through him, in that he loves me no matter what, and he loves me more than he loves himself, and he loves God more than he loves me. And I appreciate that so much about him, and how, you know, that just with all those things that the Lord does in other people's lives, that it's, that's no human power, but it's the Holy Spirit, and I'm so thankful for it.
I'm Josiah Finner, and I'm from Central Ohio, and I am a freshman music major. One of the things that I would love to thank the Lord for is the staff here at ABC. I really appreciate the college and the family atmosphere, but one of the things that makes this a very special college is the staff here. And I really appreciate just the qualifications of the staff that is here and their love for the students. Somebody that I'm really thankful for is Dr. Childs. When I first came here, I believe it was Dr. Beal that told the freshmen that we need to get to know Dr. Childs, because he's not only the campus chaplain, but he'll be your best friend. And that's one of the things that I've had a great opportunity to get to know Dr. Childs a little bit more. In the first several weeks that I was here, he's up in years, and he's not very outgoing and you know, boisterous. He's kind of he holds back to himself more. But in the classroom, he is a great teacher. He doesn't mind getting up in your face and And just talking to you about that, he's wonderful, and talking to about devotions and other things. So I'm very thankful for Dr. Childs, but also for the rest of the staff that the Lord has provided here at ABC.
Up in years, that's a very gracious way to say that you're aging, Brother Childs. It's like when I read in Nehemiah or Esther, and it talks about ancient men, you know. I thought that's a gracious way to say that. But we sure appreciate you, Brother Childs, and thankful for the continued impact you have on our students.
My name is Rachel Shoemaker. I'm from Elmer, New Jersey, and I have a one-year Bible certificate major. And I just I praise the Lord for the people that he's brought into my life and how he's just worked in my life, even from a small child. I was kind of looking back and remembering like how God's used different people in my life. And at the age of 8, I met my first missionary, and that's really when God laid full-time ministry on my heart. So I just praise the Lord for that. But most recently, there's two ladies in my church that I just want to really praise the Lord for their example and their service. And one lady gave me $2,000, and another gave me $10,000, which paid for my entire first year here. So I just praise the Lord for his provision and his leading.
My name is Ryan Griffin. I am from Michigan. I'm double majoring evangelism and youth ministries. Yesterday, I was reflecting back on what the Lord's done in my life, how he's guided me through life and protected me, provided for me, and kept me safe from myself. And I was humbled by how many things that I could mention and list off about how I could be thankful for, that I am thankful for. Well, I came up with a 5-point outline, and all alliterated with P's, and but I can't give them all. I'll give two because I will feel like I'm not, well, I guess, properly balanced if I don't. The first one of which is pursued. I was pursued by God. John chapter 4 and verse number 66 says that no man can come to me, Jesus, except the Father first draw him. And I'm so thankful that my God pursued me. I was reflecting on that a couple days ago in my devotions. And just to think of the tendencies that I have now in the flesh, the lean that I have in my life right now, if the Lord had not intervened in my life, where would I be at this moment? Where would I be if he had not saved me? And I am so thankful for him for that. I really am. And I wish I was more thankful. I wish I could appreciate that more. But I'm also thankful for my mom, and that would be parented, okay? I was parented with my mom. Her name, I want to be very, very detailed because I want my mom to be lifted up right now. Her name is Cheryl Darlene Griffin, and she is the most wonderful woman that I know on this planet until I get married. But she has sacrificed so much of herself. She's not very well health-wise, but she has worked very, very, very hard to keep me in school. And I just want to praise her because she's worthy of it. So praise the Lord.
All right. Molly?
Good morning. My name is Molly Mann. I am a senior church ministries major. And I would just like to praise the Lord for youth ministry. If it wasn't for somebody that had a vision to start a youth ranch when my parents were teenagers, I'm not sure that I would have grown up in a Christian home. I probably wouldn't have, but both of my parents, my mom was Catholic and my dad Lutheran, and they were both saved during a youth ranch meeting. And it's also exciting because I believe that's where Donnie and I will be going with our ministry, as well as more toward an emphasis with youth. And I would just like to praise the Lord for this college as well. I think that from my freshman year till now, like Liz was saying, it's just really neat to see how the Lord teaches you so much and just helps you to grow. And I think there's probably nothing that has done more for me spiritually than this college, and I'm just really thankful that I've been able to be here.
My name is Kelly Pirtle. I am a senior elementary education major from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And I just want to praise the Lord for the life of my grandmother, Ann Matthews. Me and my mom were talking and just how different it's going to be this year without her at Thanksgiving and at Christmas. But I just praise the Lord for her life and her example, and she was just a very godly woman. And also, praise the Lord for my other grandmother, Janie, just the fact that how much she's gotten better over the past couple of months, and just the fact that the doctor said that she should be able to be home by Christmas. And also, she's in a assisted living place right now, and my grandfather's there with her. So that's a blessing, knowing that someone's always there with her. And also, they said that she should be able to come home tomorrow, not for good, but come home tomorrow for Thanksgiving, so I'll get to see her tomorrow. So I just praise the Lord.
My name is Justin O'Leary. I'm a graduate student from Cosby, Tennessee, and I'd like to thank the Lord for the local church that I attend here at school, Maranatha Baptist Church, and I'd like to thank the Lord for Pastor Mike and Pastor Camp. I've been able to glean a lot from them just being able to serve there, and I also praise the Lord for the church family that he's given us there, and just being able to interact with them, and they're always an encouragement, and you know, when sometimes when you need to be a little challenged or corrected, they're always there to nicely give you suggestions, say, hey, maybe you need to check this out and examine yourself there. And, you know, I definitely praise the Lord for a good church family and a good church to attend here.
Lee?
Good morning. My name is Lee Robinson, missions major. God is good, isn't he? I'm so thankful for, as Ryan was saying, for God seeking me out. The Apostle Paul, he talked about in Ephesians about the mystery and that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs. And praise God that being a Gentile, being on the complete other side of the world from Israel, that the gospel has reached to us, that it's reached to me. And it's only because of the Lord. And what I've made of my life is Ephesians chapter 2, that without hope, without God, dead in trespasses and sins, but thank God that he saved me, and he's led, he's done anything good in me is because of him. He's given me a wonderful family, work that I never thought I'd be able to do, the school, everything, the people that have been in my life, it's all because of God. And so praise the Lord for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's going to do. I've been really challenged with God's calling in my life. I believe that he's going to do wonderful things. Ephesians 2:23-20. Sure that he can do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And if the Lord does even a portion of some of the things that I've thought about he wants me to do with my life, then it's going to be amazing. And I believe he wants to do the same through all of us. So praise God for who he is. And anything that is going to happen in my life is going to be awesome and going to be a blessing as long as he's in the center of it. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hello, my name is Adam Madavi. I am a first semester freshman evangelist major, and I just want to praise the Lord for just saving me out of the life that I used to have, and I just want to thank him more so for having mercy on me. I had a long time to come to him as a young child, and I wish I would have when I was in church. When I was like 5 years old, when I was young, a lot younger, I wish I would have made the decisions, and I wish I would have made the decision that I made now as a 24-year-old. I just want to thank him for forgiving me for everything that I did in my teen years, because I don't deserve to be here. You know, going through Leviticus, I'm reading that in Pentateuch class, and we're going through Leviticus, and we see how serious it is to be clean. And how serious God looks and views of sin. And this morning we were in a life of Christ. We were just seeing what God had to go through on the cross so that we can be clean and that we can be ministers and we can serve him. And I just want to thank God for him pursuing me of the lifestyle that I used to have and forgiving me of that lifestyle. I know a lot of the people here have grown up in really good Christian homes. And, you know, I didn't have that privilege of doing so, but I just have a great deal of how merciful and how great my God is.
All right, who's next with a testimony? We'll let the aged man go first. My name is Dr. Childs. It's difficult to remember when you're... What did you call me, Josiah? But it's been a wonderful year. This is the first time I've been able to be here at Thanksgiving time for the last couple of years. I'm thankful for several things. Number one, I'm thankful that my wife is in heaven. I'm thankful that God has not cast me aside. 6 months ago, I guess it was, or more than that, it was before my wife went to heaven. The Lord gave me a verse of Scripture. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Psalm 118, verse 17. And thankfully, I'm still on this side of the grass and able to declare the works of the Lord. I've been busier than a one-armed paper hanger in a windstorm this past year, preaching and ministering the Word of God and having opportunity to create problems for you students as you come to see me and I come to see you. So I'm delighted in the fact that God does not cast us aside. I realize I'm talking to people that are young. Everybody is younger than me, but I'm so glad that I can be talking to people that are young. But I'll tell you something, just keep walking with Him.
Amen.
One of the things that God has taught me, especially this year, is that He's sovereign. And I know that that scares some people, but nevertheless, He is still sovereign.
Yeah.
And I've seen Him work in wonderful ways. He's been teaching me some things about just resting in the Lord and waiting on Him. That's what we need to do, young people. God bless you.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is Hunter Conkle. I am a freshman music major from Williamsport, Pennsylvania. I'd just like to praise the Lord. He puts us through a lot of things, but you know what? He puts His children through trials to mold them and to shape them. And this morning, I have a verse that I'd like to read. Peace like a river is flooding my soul since Christ the Savior made my life whole. Sweet peace abiding my portion shall be, Jesus my Savior is precious to me. And this morning, there's no greater love that the Father has for His children than the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just praise the Lord for His great, matchless love for us. But although He loves us, there's two other people that love me very much. It's my mother and father. And I'd just like to praise the Lord for them. Their name's Craig and Joyce Conkle. And I just praise the Lord for them and what they've been to me.
They're probably watching on live streaming this morning, too, up there in Pennsylvania.
Good morning. My name is Jana Lee Duarte, and Miss Robinette, where are you? I am a sophomore missions major. She tells me I'm a sophomore, not a junior, because of 2 hours credit. But I would like to praise the Lord for His promises this morning. Two of them in specific is that my God will supply all your needs and that He will never leave me nor forsake me.
Good morning. My name is Heidi Smith. I'm a sophomore church ministries major from Pennsylvania. I just want to praise the Lord for the job He's provided with me this semester and how He's provided financially. At the beginning of the semester, I kind of sat down and said, or figured how much it would take to pay my school bill. And I prayed to the Lord, you know, this is how much I need to make each night. And consistently, He's provided that amount each night. And sometimes it's been that exact amount. And sometimes you go in and I've had like one table in 3 hours and it's like, wow, it's not looking very encouraging, but He's consistently provided. And I know I'm only supposed to say one thing, but I also want to praise the Lord for Ambassador and the change it's made in my life. And I just thank the Lord that I've been able to be a part of this school.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is Rosario Camulia. I'm from Rome, New York, sophomore evangelist major. And I'd like to praise God that I, Rosario Camulia, just a wretched sinner from Rome, New York, no one's ever heard of it, get to serve Him. It's just an awesome opportunity to see changes He's doing in my life every day, day after day, changes He's doing in my family. Just praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hi, my name is Katie Odom. I am a sophomore elementary education major from Byron, Georgia. And this morning I would just like to thank the Lord for my salvation and that this is a couple weeks late, but that over fall break, the day we were supposed to be back that morning, I had the privilege of having my dad, who is a pastor back home where I live, baptize me. And I would also just like to thank the Lord for my parents and their willingness to pay for me to come to this school. And that they love me enough to do that.
Amen.
Good.
Hello, my name is Deborah Lopez Rosa, and I'm a junior Christian. I forgot. So I'm kind of major, sorry. But I want to praise the Lord because He's not only the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, He's also my Father. And He loves me, and He forgives me from, you know, when I mess up or just when I don't do what I'm supposed to do. And He forgives me, and He still loves me, and I can call Him Dad when I pray to Him. And I'm so glad Christianity is not a religion. It's a relationship. It really is. And when you experience that, you don't want to go back. And it's just wonderful how Ambassador has changed my view of who God is and just how much I've grown through. If you would have seen me my freshman year and you see me now, I'm very different, and I still have to change, but God is so good, and He doesn't give up on us. And I just praise the Lord for that and for my parents, like everybody's saying, because I have the best ones. Sorry.
Good morning. I'm John Highhouse. I'm a senior pastoral major from Damascus, Pennsylvania. And today I just want to simply praise the Lord for the blood of Christ. Nathan Stevens and I were talking last night just simply about the blood of Christ and how important it is. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. It's because of the blood of Christ that you and I can be saved. But also it's because of the blood of Christ that we have access to the throne. Because of the blood, we can come to God in prayer. We oftentimes just minimize the blood. We don't think much of the blood of Christ. But I'm so thankful that Christ shed His blood for me.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. And that'll preach on and on. Thank you, brother. Like Dr. Childs, I like to praise the Lord that I woke up on the right side of the dirt. But most of all, really, the thing that I probably should be and am most thankful for, other than my salvation, is for my family. And just the example that my sister set to me. And literally, if it wasn't for the example they set, I would be way out there in the world. And also included in the family, which was my only one, my parents. I can literally say that my dad is one of the biggest prayer warriors I've known. Amen. And it's just amazing to be in that heritage and to have the family the Lord's given me.
Good morning. My name is Joshua Wagar, and I'm a junior, future missionary to Chuuk, Micronesia. Amen. So, this morning, I'm sitting here back there in the pews, and I keep thinking, all right, what can I praise the Lord for? Because there's so many, and as you try to narrow it down, more things pop up. one thing that I've been thinking about that I really want to praise the Lord for, I'm not trying to be funny, I really want to praise the Lord for my fiance. I've been away from her for about 100 days now. And I get to see her tomorrow for a little bit. I just want to praise the Lord for her. She challenges me in a way that nobody else can. And she just does so much. The Lord does so much through her. And I just want to praise the Lord. The girls here are good girls, but as I work out in the town, and as I work and I see just people around me, I can't ever help but think, wow, I have a tremendous girl, and my Sarah is not like that. And I just want to praise the Lord for my fiance, the godly girl that He gave me. He gave me a girl way up here, and I don't deserve anything right here. So I just praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Most of us have to marry up, don't we? Dr. Finch.
My name is Mark Finch. I'm a master's student. I'd just like to thank the Lord for a couple of things this morning. One, for good health. You know, good health can disappear in a flash. And I'm just thankful that myself and my wife and kids are healthy. And as I look out at all of you, most of you are healthy too. And part of it is just a simple byproduct of living the godly life. You know, you don't smoke and drink. But health is important, especially in the ministry. If you're going to minister for God, you need to take care of your health. You cannot do it if you're in the bed. And our healthcare system is becoming less patient-friendly every day. And there may come a day where Christian people do not have good access to health care, the way things are going in our government. And then secondly, on a lighter note, I'd like to thank the Lord for my wife. Couldn't do it without her. She homeschools my kids. I could not do that. I don't have the patience to do that. It is a difficult job to homeschool boys, I mean kids. And I don't particularly enjoy beating kids, but she doesn't mind. I remember one day last spring, I was sitting in the library studying, and I got a buzz on my cell phone, so I went out in the parking lot to answer it. And it was my wife. So I answered, and I said, "Hello, honey, how you doing?" And all I heard on the other end was, "I'm getting ready to kill one of your sons." You know, click, you know. So I thought to myself, okay, by the time I get in the car and race home, the deed will be done. So I just went back in the library and continued studying. And when I got home that afternoon, nobody had died. And despite the fact that the squads and the fire trucks and the police cars had been to our house that day, it wasn't my wife that dialed 911. But no, I do appreciate her. She types my papers while I study. And if I didn't have her, I'd be dead in the water. So I just thank the Lord for her. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
I want to thank the Lord. My name is Luke Sherman from Marshfield, Wisconsin. I want to thank the Lord for the men he's put in my lives as pastors. And specifically today, I want to thank the Lord for my home pastor, Pastor Gary Holloway. When he came about 2 years ago to our church, he started preaching consistently the Word of God. And we're now seeing fruit in that. About a year ago, three of my siblings were saved in a revival meeting with Brother Dwight Smith. And I don't think that would have happened if it had not been for my pastor consistently preaching the word and preparing the soil of the hearts of our people. I just want to thank the Lord for men like that who give of themselves and just preach the word.
Good morning. I'm Sarah Beverly from Beckley, West Virginia. I'm an elementary education major. And I just wanted to thank the Lord for prayer and just the privilege that we have to come before the King of Kings with our needs and requests. Amen. And just the fact that he hears me, and just the encouragement has been this semester. Just God gave me the opportunity not to have an 8 o'clock class any day during the week. And so I get to go to the prayer groups here in the sanctuary at 8 o'clock. And just a blessing it has been to pray with one another and to carry each other's burdens, but also to know that they're praying for me as well. And it's just been such a blessing.
Amen.
Hello, my name is Curtis Heppen. I'm a freshman youth ministry major, and I'm from nowhere because my dad is in the Navy. And that's partially what I want to thank the Lord for, is his safety that he's kept me and my family in. My dad is, as I said, in the Navy, but he works on submarines, so he was gone half of my life. But during that half of that my life, he always grew in the Lord and preached on the submarines to everybody. But he was gone 3 months out of the year, twice a year, under the water. Many things can go wrong under there, and nobody will know. So I want to thank the Lord for that. And then me and my family have always been on the move because of him being in the Navy. And I want to, there's nothing wrong with that, but just being on the move constantly, we were always going, had to find a good church, so we'd always have to drive a good distance from a Navy base to find a church. But then if you've heard my testimony, you've known that I have a great traveling distance. I've shown a couple of you in the lunchroom on the map. I've been from Indianapolis, where I was born, to Florida, to Georgia, South Carolina, to Georgia, back to Florida, over to Germany, and then Washington State, Hawaii, and now here for the next 4 years. I just want to thank God that he's kept me and my family safe for so long, even over the great distances of the world. And, you know, he continues to keep us all safe. My family just flew to Washington, or to Germany, just for a missions conference that they had. And he kept them safe there and on the way back as well. So I thank the Lord.
Hi, my name is Nora, and I'm a freshman major, or I don't have a major. I'm a freshman from Rockford, Illinois, and I just want to praise the Lord for my family. First of all, my parents, my dad, who is such a hard worker and supports my family, and then my mom is one of the strongest Christian women I know. And also my church family back home, and then here my pastor and his wife. I've been such a blessing to me and my stupidity. They've fixed everything with I was stupid and my car broke, and they gave me their van to use. And also I just want to praise the Lord for the Elliots. They have been such a blessing to me here, and just to be able to go over there and do my laundry and have kind of a home atmosphere to go to has been a huge blessing. So.
Hi, I'm Lenita Dennison. I'm a freshman music major from Huntsville, Alabama, and I wasn't planning on sharing a testimony this morning, but the Lord laid something on my heart, so maybe it's supposed to be an encouragement to someone in here. But the Lord just reminded me of how he keeps doing little things to show me that he's going to provide for me and he's taking care of me. It's just whenever I'm discouraged, he brings me to a scripture, or he reminds me that I don't have to worry about it because I'm going to be in heaven one day with him. And just, you know, I'll find a note in my box, or I'll find $10 that my grandmother sent me, and just little things sent to encourage me, and just a blessing that the people are here. I hurt my foot last week, and it's not a big deal. I can walk and whatever, but it does hurt walking home every day, and twice. And since then, ladies have offered to drive me home. Just out of the blue. And I know it was God, you know, just showing me that he cares in the little things, even when they don't seem that important.
Hello, my name is Rebecca Smile. I'm a sophomore, 1 year of Bible. And I'd just like to praise the Lord for how he's been working in my life. I was looking back yesterday, just a little while ago, I was thinking about how I was last year and just the different things that I was struggling with and everything, and I looked at this year, and it's so much different, and just how he works in our lives and everything, and I just like to praise the Lord for that, and I just also like to praise the Lord for my job, and I've been noticing, I work at a daycare, so I notice, you know, like, when you tell kids just to do something, you just want them to do it, and trust you, and to know that they're doing, and it's just, that's just the way that God is, you know, and I just praise the Lord that he doesn't give up on us, and you know, sometimes we feel like giving up on the kids, because they just keep telling them, but they don't do it. And I just praise the Lord doesn't give up on us, and that he just wants us to trust him. So praise the Lord.
Hi, I'm Aaron Sessions, freshman pastoral major from Fort Madison, Iowa. I'd like to praise the Lord this morning for my dad, just for the great influence that he's been in my life. When my parents were divorced years ago, he was the one who made sure that I stayed in church and that I kept my relationship with God. And since then, I've been able to grow my relationship with dad, and he's really not my dad anymore. He's one of my best friends now. I mean, I just love the relationship that I get to have with him now. And I just also praise the Lord that he helped me this last semester to provide for my first semester of school. And I just thank him so much for that and praise the Lord for him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, <man. laughs> I want to thank God for protecting me from homeschoolers. Sorry, no, all serious. I wouldn't marry a homeschooler, trust me. I would like to thank God for the Bible says that he will restore what the locust has eaten, and God has restored my youth back to me. You know, as a young child, I lived a bad lifestyle, 12 years old, from all the way to 22, and God has given my youth back. He has given me the opportunity. I've never been to high school, so this is like high school to me. And it is a privilege just to see God restore what the devil has stolen from me. Mm. So, hallelujah.
Mm. Amen.
Well, I'm Jimmy Armstrong. I'm a pastoral major. And I'd like to praise the Lord for godly friends that are an encouragement to me. Specifically, I think of a few. I know there's many of you I could mention. But Derek Banks, I've got to know him a lot, and we often challenge each other. He'll come up to me and just give me a verse to think about, and it's just an encouragement. And Emil's been a big encouragement to me this semester. I appreciate him, and he's not here, but Nick Stelzig, me and Nick are a lot of people on campus think we're brothers, but we're not. Me and Nick have a lot of conversations together, and we're able to serve together at Every Nation, and it's just been a joy to get to know him. And also, I'd like to praise the Lord for Pastor Dietrich and the encouragement that he's been to me in his classes and opening up his home to me, and it's been a privilege to get to know him.
You have more hair than Nick, so that makes me think that you're not brothers there. All right, James.
My name is James Walcott, and I'm a junior pastoral major. I'd like to praise God that he's omniscient. The Bible describes him as knowing our end from our beginning, and he knows the middle of our semester from the beginning of our semester. He beholds the evil and the good, and he beholds the evil in James Walcott and the good in James Walcott. I'd like to praise God that he's also described as the potter. He's not an artist with a sketch pad who crumples up the drawing and throws it away. But he, with his loving hands, carves every facet of our lives. And if there is a deficiency, and if there is a defect, he takes it out and he begins again. And I love the Lord because he's patient, because he's merciful, because I'm here, because I've known you, because I've been instructed, because God is really good. And while my middle of the semester may not have been what I expected from the beginning, God knew it was coming, and his choice was based on his love. So I'd like to praise God for that.
My name is Derek Banks, freshman from Scottsdale, Virginia. I'm pastoral major now. I just like to praise the Lord just for the fact of talking to James Sunday, and I was telling him how I was just kind of like, I don't want to use this word, I guess blown away in the sense of just being at this school. And as I've heard Dr. Scova say, we coming out of a pagan religion environment, basically. But just for the fact of, as he was just saying as well, just how God was just working and just manifesting himself even before I got saved. And I'm just so blown away, like I said, sometimes with just the preaching that I hear, the love and the care that y'all have for one another, and like just, people always say the family atmosphere and the preaching on the Word of God, people standing for the Word of God. There's no school that I know of, there's no other like group of people that I really know of that really demonstrate what I see from the Word of God than at this school, just besides in local churches. But I just honestly wanted to say thank you. Thank all of y'all for just being a good testimony and just constantly just trying to live for the Lord. It's a struggle, but just constantly just trying to live for the Lord and grow. Thank you.
Amen. Pastor
Dietrich. Pastor Nathan Dietrich, and I have the privilege of being a pastor, being a teacher, being a husband, being a father, but best of all, a child of God. And I praise him for that. This morning in particular, I want to thank the Lord for sheep. I want to thank the Lord for the sheep in my family that he's entrusted to me. I often call them my little flock, my wife and Emmeline and Audrey and Judson and Elena. And I want to thank the Lord for the sheep that he's allowed me to have an opportunity to pastor over the years as well, both at the First Baptist Church of Wayland and to help at Maranatha Baptist Church and now at the Crossroads Baptist Church too. One of the distinct privileges of my life is being able to serve sheep. I want to thank the Lord for you all. You get up and thank the Lord for your professors, and now it's our turn to thank the Lord for you and the challenge you are to us, the encouragement that you are to us. But most importantly, when I think about sheep, I want to thank the Lord for the Lamb of God.
Amen.
And the redemption that we have in him.
My name is Chris Lowell, graduate student, Shelby, North Carolina. I just want to thank the Lord, first of all, for the patience of my coworkers and the Lord's continual rebuke there, for my pastors, Pastor Surrett and Pastor Ogle, for their continued patience and guiding, And also for this school, TAC conference, there was a gentleman I work with. His name is Corbin. And Lord, he's just been asking a ton of questions, really excited about what God wants him to do. And he's had a very charismatic kind of situation anyways at church. And you all kind of welcomed him. I know there's a couple people in specifically that kind of reached out to him. And he was like, wow, it's such a family atmosphere. So I'm just so thankful the Lord has allowed me to come here. And I'm also thankful for my wife, her continued patience and helping me along. Thank you, Lord.
Hello, my name is Nathan Stevenson. I'm from Fairmont, West Virginia. And today I just want to praise the Lord for my eyesight. You know, eyes are something that I believe it was the man who wrote the theory of evolution, the first one. He eventually rejected his own theory because of the study of the human eye. It's one of those things that we tend to forget that God has given us. And I guess the Lord last semester reminded me of that. He took away some of my ability to be able to read my textbooks. And it was a really a struggle for me for a long time. But just showed me how that I need to depend on God farther and more. And I praise the Lord for the fact that he's given me back some of that. Not completely, but he's given me the resources to be able to read my textbooks. To be able to do my classes. I just want to praise him for that. I praise him for the wonder of the human eye.
Hi, I'm Brian Helds, and I'm a freshman pastoral major from Orangeburg, South Carolina. I want to thank the Lord for my mother. She has been a major impact in my life. She's constantly praying for me. I know she's praying for me probably right now. I'm thankful because if it wasn't for my mother, I would not be here right now.
Good morning. My name is Daniel Bishop. I'm a senior missions major from Alexandria, Virginia, and I would just like to praise the Lord for my dad today. Many people that I've met grew up in a pastor's home, and I've met many pastor's kids who are turned away from the ministry because of how it was portrayed to them. But I'm just thankful for my dad, who I did have to see struggle. I had to see him go through a lot. And I saw him cry for people. I saw him struggle. But he never viewed the ministry in a negative light. He always portrayed it to us as positive, because God is good. And the ministry, serving God, is the best thing that I can do with my life. And I just want to praise the Lord. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my dad today.
Amen. As I heard Dan preaching, evangelistic preaching the other day in class, I was reminded that God was preparing us a long time before we ever knew he was preparing us. And it certainly came out in his message the other day. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Charity Mills, and I'm a sophomore missions major from Western New York. And I just like to praise the Lord. There's so much that I could praise him for, and he's been so good to me this semester. Just taught me so much. But probably the main thing that sticks out is the faithfulness of God and how he's completely reliable, and you never have to worry about what he's going to do. You know he's going to do right, and he's always right. And just that he's dependable, and he's so good to me. I just praise him for that.
My name is Jenny Trask, and I'm from Michigan, and I just really want to praise the Lord for working in my life, that it doesn't really make sense that I got saved, or it doesn't make sense that I'm here, just the circumstances in my family, but God wanted me, and I'm just thanking for that, and I want to thank the Lord for the people that he's put in my life, the bus workers who had to put up with me, who came faithfully and brought me to church every Sunday, so praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hello, I'm Brooke Passarelli from southeastern Connecticut, and today I'd just like to thank the Lord for the three families that he's given me, the family here at the school, the teachers, the faculty, the different students. They've really been a blessing to me, and you guys have taught me a lot. I want to thank the Lord for my church family at Tri-City down here and also back at Lakes Pond, just from the packages they sent me, the cards, asking about me, praying for me. And I'd also like to thank the Lord for my blood family. They've just been a good, godly example to me of what it's like to really serve God selflessly, and I want to praise the Lord for them.
Amen.
Hi, my name's Amanda Alexander. I'm a secretary in the finance office. I'd just like to praise the Lord for the three churches that he's directed me to and allowed me to be a member of in the past 5 years. I just praise the Lord for the privilege it's been to be under the preaching and leadership of Pastor Roger Maxwell, Pastor Frank Camp, and Pastor Nathan Dietrich. And also praise the Lord for the godly testimony of their wives and their families and the influence they've had on me. And I just want to publicly thank you all for just your investment in the people of your church and your investment in me.
Good morning. My name is Mike Davis. I'm a pastoral major from Clarksburg, West Virginia. And this morning, I'd like to praise the Lord for my grandfather, who he was a World War II veteran, which he's at home right now with the Lord. But one thing that really stands out to me that's a blessing from him is at his gravesite, you'll find there's these two stones, these marble-seated stones. And that was given from my mom, so whenever she would have any, like, struggles and so forth, she can go there to sit. But there's been times when I would have to go to that gravesite, and I would sit there. And I would just share with my grandfather. I never got to know who you were, but I just praise the Lord for who you were in World War II. And I just praise him for allowing my grandfather to raise up both my mom as well as my aunt. And also, one last thing. Before I came this semester, I was out in Wheatland, Wyoming. And that very last week before I had to come back to school, I had no place as far as like finding a place to stay off campus. And just over that last week, I called Mr. Hankey, and he shared with me that Justin O'Leary was looking for a roommate. And so I called Justin up, and we agreed, and to this day, we're still roommates, so I just praise the Lord for provision.
You know, I think Justin would win the battle between the two of you, you know. I'm glad you guys can peaceably coexist, so I'm sure. Come ahead.
Good morning. My name is Ricky Bottoms, and I'm a missions major from Jessup, Georgia. I live off campus here in Shelby. I just want to thank the Lord. There's many things to thank the Lord for in my life. Most specifically, thank the Lord for his provision. Of course, a lot of y'all know that the Lord provided me a job this semester. It's very interesting how that came about. I had a decent job at a glass factory for about 2 years before the summer. And I had gone to, I had caught word that there was a ministry back home that needed some help over the summer, and had been pondering about it and praying about it, and went to my supervisor, just like, you know, thought I'd just kind of take a stab at it, and asked him, would this be possible? And he thought about it, and he said, I think it'd be possible. But, anyway, I went over the summer and it was a blessing. Got to serve at the Flying Eagle Ranch Christian Camp, and was able to lead three kids to Christ. And it was a blessing. It was a privilege to be able to be in that position. And the summer was over. I got to spend some time with family one of the things I'm very thankful for. I got to spend some time with family and came back and had a little bit of funds, but I really needed my job back. And it was taken, the position was. And so I was left to look for a job. And the Lord knows all our needs, and he knows exactly when we need it. And it was a blessing how it worked out. Was able to get a job at Planet Fitness, starting out part-time. But Lord knew I needed more hours. He knew I needed a little bit more money. So he got me into full-time work. It's third shift, but it's a job, and it's a blessing. And I just praise the Lord for that. Through that, I've been able to speak to several people that come in at night, and just, they have questions sometimes. It's like, you know, where are you from? Georgia. Why are you here? College. What college you go to? Ambassador Baptist College. Oh, you're a Christian. And so we just spin off different things from those conversations. And it's just been a blessing. So I praise the Lord for his provision in a job. And was able to pay my school bill with that thing. I just praise the Lord.
And Josh.
Hello, my name is Joshua Spence, and I would just like to praise the Lord for his amazing love. It's just amazing to see how he sent his son to die not for mankind as a whole, but for me as an individual. He died for me, Joshua Spence, because he loved me, not mankind, but he loved us as individuals. And I would just like to praise him for that, and also just for church family. It's really a blessing to be able to just be able to talk to fellow Christians and have an instant relationship, just knowing that they're a fellow Christian and everything. It was a blessing tomorrow for Thanksgiving. We're actually going over to some of our church family and everything, and that was just a real blessing to have that. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Rhoda Bucher from Spain. I'm an L.Ed. major. I just want to praise the Lord for his that he never changes. He's always the same, and that's just a great thing because everything changes in this world, and it can change from one minute to the next, but he never changes, and we can always trust in him, depend on him, and that's just a big blessing. I also wanted to praise the Lord for my family, that I grew up in a Christian home, and just to be here at Ambassador is a great privilege, and I am very blessed.
My name is Joel Langner. I'm a sixth-year missions major. I don't want to say this to bring glory to myself. I'm very emotional, extremely headstrong, and what's the other one? Very sensitive. And Lord's been dealing in my life, especially this semester, with just mistakes. I make mistakes almost every single day. specifically, with a lot of sins in my life. And the Lord's really been dealing with me, with those, and teaching me dependence upon him. And I praise the Lord for that.
I'm Rachel Weesey, and I'm a freshman, and my major is now missions. I'm just so thankful for my family, my parents. I know many people have said that. But about 6 years ago, our road in life really changed when my mom had cancer. And I'm just very thankful how the Lord has worked in our life and just drawn my family closer to him and closer to the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, now the men will come and we'll have a number from them, and then we'll give you one last opportunity for testimonies here today. So, men, if you'd come.
All right. Who's in this last group of testimonies? I was thinking as they were singing that song when I was in college, a young lady got up and she said, "You know, I've gone on a praise campaign. And I just want to praise God for everything." She said, "When I get up in the morning, I thank God for the bed, for the covers, for the mattress, for the sheets. When I put on my clothes, I thank God for every article of clothing." She said, "When I go to breakfast, I thank God for healthy body. When I sit down at the table, I thank God for the spoons and the knives and the forks and the plates and the food." She said, "I've just gone on a praise campaign, and I want to praise God for everything." I don't think that's a bad idea. Do you? Don't major on your burdens. Major on your blessings.
Hello, my name is Josh Herndon. I am a sophomore, second man music major. I just wanted to thank God today for being a great God. So often I've been caught up in this life and felt like I've deserved things. Just, I'll complain about my car, I'll complain about just everything, not having the things that I want, not being able to do what I want, you know, having the wallet be a little bit thinner than I would have hoped. But God's taken time to remind me that I'm living on borrowed time right now. The things I've done, I don't deserve to be alive. If God saved me about 4 years ago at the Wilds, and I know the path that I was on then, and I know that if I hadn't gotten saved that night, if I had rejected him that one more time, that I don't think there would have been another chance. I know where my heart was headed. I know the things that I was starting to get into. I probably would have killed myself within a year had God not called me. And I just thank him for saving me. And I pray that every day he reminds me that I'm living on borrowed time. That when I wake up in the morning and I don't feel like getting out of bed, that I don't feel like moving, that I'm lazy, that I'm slothful, that God just reminds me that it's not I that live, but Christ. It's not my time that I have anymore, it's his. And I just pray that God keeps reminding me of that.
Amen.
Hello, my name is Morgan Edwards. I'm a sophomore evangelist major from Woodbridge, Virginia. I just want to praise the Lord for my church. I attend Temple Baptist Church in Lenore, North Carolina, and it's just a wonderful church, wonderful people. I get to get involved, and I'm not so tied down that, you know, I feel like I have to help, but I can still help, and I can still be a blessing to the people there. And they're a blessing to me, too, and I learned so much from them. And I also want to praise the Lord for the faculty here. If you remember my first semester, it was pretty rough. And, you know, I remember Mr. Hankey asking me to see him in his office more. And now this semester, I'm going to his office to see him more out of wanting to and asking him questions. And so I'm just praise the Lord that I'm growing. And I know I still have rough edges, and all of us do, but I just want to praise the Lord for that.
Pastor Frank Kemp, Pastor of Maranatha, of course, I am thankful for a lot of things. Just for granted, of course, we take our salvation, my wife, my family, my church. But the one thing that I want to emphasize this morning is the older men that I work with. Each one of them have taught me different things. Like Brother Gauger, I've learned graciousness from him.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned endurance from Dr. Scoville. I've learned zeal from Dr. Childs. You know, you don't have to get old and lose your zeal. I've learned thoroughness from Brother Dalton. I've learned diligence from Dr. Comfort. I've learned balance from Dr. Charette. And I've learned from Brother Johnston to be daring. And what I mean by that is he trusts God to do great things. I mean, going out and starting these different churches, all these things, these older men, have been a great, great challenge to me, taught me many things.
Amen. Good.
My name is Neil Allen. I'm from Stockbridge, Georgia. I'm a junior evangelist major, and I'm intimidated by what lies ahead, by the very fact that I am here today. It's been such a winding path to get where I am, through secular college, through military, through another Bible college. I look at the times I've been detoured or could have been detoured worse. I was in the Navy, not in church, and I had just started to touch the edge of a really bad lifestyle, and God used a very unusual circumstance. If you were at the Johnstons at the campfire, you heard the testimony of that. But a layman in the Navy on the submarine handed me a tract and invited me to church. And the number of times that through either circumstances or my own stupidity, my life has been in danger. I had a time in school about almost 10 years ago where about every 5 weeks I would get a chance to go home, and it was about a 5-hour drive, and I had been working 12-hour days for about 5 weeks. And instead of doing the smart thing, going home, taking a nap, and then driving home, I would go straight home after working 100-hour work weeks and things like that. And I would struggle with staying awake almost every time. One time in particular, my eyes came open, and I was in the center of one of those wide grass medians going 60 miles an hour just down the road. And through accidents I've been in, when I found out that an airbag is a very uncomfortable experience, and then when I found out that sometimes where there should have been an airbag and there wasn't, and on the submarine. Submarine's not a safe place to be. I know Curtis was talking about his father going out, and if something happened, nobody would know for weeks or months. They wouldn't know where to start looking. Just being so many different dangers there, just being under the water. We would train for all kinds of drills, but one drill we didn't train for, we had this equipment, the hoods, that would help you escape out of the hatch if you ended up on the bottom. I didn't even know where they were. Most people didn't know how to use them, because if we went down, there was no getting off. I mean, no, we had that equipment, but nobody used it. And the places we were, if we were found in certain areas, even in a peacetime situation, if we were located exactly, we would have been shot at. I mean, we were in very sensitive areas. The things that I have done and seen, the paths that I've taken, I've been out of school for a year and a half before this semester, trying to get a job with all the experience I had in the Navy with the nuclear. I have 6 or 8 different things on a resume that could make me $60,000 or $80,000 a year, and I couldn't find a job in anything. All these different interviews that I had, and I'm sure that was God sending me back this way, on the path that I'm supposed to have been on. And then it's a marvel to me now in the past year or two that quitting is not an option.
Amen.
That I, when things get really hard, at my very lowest points, my mind doesn't go to the idea of, well, if this keeps going, I'll just stop, I'll just give up. Because I've lived enough in the rough places away from God, in the military, out of church, when I've been out of school, and I was miserable, being 3 semesters off and not being moving toward that path. I know that if I were to drop out of Bible college right now and to go do something else, and like I said, with the experience I had from the military, I could make 6 figures within 2 or 3 years, but I would be miserable. I would hate it. And I know that I'm committed to this path, that God has continually brought me here with the number of times I should have died from just alone, the way I've driven, mistakes I've made years in the past, that there must be something ahead that God has just been pulling me toward. And it's intimidating to me the number of times He has brought me back or He has kept me from harm. And the verse that I'm thinking of, for the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. And I thank God that He has kept me on the path even through my mistakes.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is Carol Perdomo. I'm a freshman elementary education major. This morning I want to praise the Lord for the wonderful man He put in my life to be my father. I don't think I can really explain how wonderful my dad is, and that's by the grace of God. Just really quickly, when I was a little girl, my mother passed away, and for 2 years it was just Daddy and I on our own, but he stuck it out, and he hasn't given up on me. And a lot of times I just see the love of Christ reflected in my father and the way he takes me back every single time, regardless of how many times I fail him. He's there consistently. He's faithful. And I want to praise the Lord for Brother Dietrich. He doesn't know this, but I just see him around his family and with his girls and with Judson. And I just, his excitement for his family and that love that he has for his family reminds me a lot of my father. The times when I miss him, Haley knows I talk about it all the time. Man, you guys are going out in the ministry, and you guys want to reach out to others in your church one day, your ministry. Just remember that before you can do that, you have to be the man for God as an individual. And the very first ministry is your family. And you guys will never know the big difference that you can make in a little girl's life by just being the man of God that that He wants us to be. Excuse me.
Amen. I'm Lloyd Hammond, a senior missions major from Ackworth, Georgia. I want to praise the Lord for friends that He's brought along my path. First of all, praise the Lord for Pastor Jay. And the last year I've been able to ride out to Charlotte and back with him and his wife. And just a blessing that those two have been to me individually, kind of like second parents and just friends. And I can share my struggles with them, and they are always encouraging me and sharing stories of how the Lord helped them through their trials. And I praise the Lord also for friends He sends to teach us and to rebuke us when we need to. And I just want to praise the Lord for an individual here who has shown me in some areas of my life, pride issues, stupid, selfish things I was doing, and just being willing to have the courage to confront me, to call me to task on some things, and how the Lord has used that to show me there are some areas in my life I need to work on, and how as a senior I have a lot to learn in a lot of different areas. So praise the Lord.
My name's Haley Finn, and I'm a freshman missions major, and I wanted to praise the Lord for that today, that he called me into the ministry, and specifically for missions, and that ever since I was a little girl, I was overly excited about missions conferences and seeing the missionaries come and being able to look up to them and seeing how faithful they are and how much they trust in God and the aspects of their lives that they trust in God in. And just when I was 11, he called me specifically to be one of them someday. And I really praise the Lord for that.
Hi, I'm Lydia Hart, and I'm a sophomore church ministries major. And I just want to thank the Lord for the spiritual spankings that he gives us in our lives when we need them. This semester has been really hard for me, and I've had a really bad attitude about school. I want to apologize to everybody for that, but yesterday Ms. B had me in her office, and she was talking to me, and I've been telling my roommates all year, I'm like, I need an attitude adjustment really bad. And I was like, I need my dad to come give me a spanking, and they're like, we would all laugh about it, but I really did. And Ms. B, I didn't tell her that, but yesterday she just gave me the attitude adjustment that I needed. I just want to thank the Lord for the people that he puts in our lives to give us those when we do need them.
My name is Stephen Rashford. I'm a sophomore evangelist major, and I live in the state of confusion. I'm from Pennsylvania, and I just like to thank the Lord for how he's been working in my life. One of the big things he's been teaching me is the value of prayer. And this book right here has all the power that we need along with prayer. And if we don't have a good prayer life, it's not going to amount to anything, no matter how much we read. And God has really been teaching me that through answers to prayer. Specifically, as my internship has been coming up this coming summer, I've just been praying, Lord, what do you want me to do? And I had a couple options in mind going to Fiji, and I'm like, man, that would be great. I could work alongside my sister a little bit and learn underneath a seasoned pastor and also work with evangelists at the same time. I'm like, man, that would be great. And then I've also been praying about NBT, and it's just like, Lord, what do you want me to do? And I had my heart kind of set on Fiji for a while. And then it was like, as I prayed about it, the peace just kind of left, and I couldn't explain it, but I knew it was from the Lord. And I talked with the pastor there in Fiji a few weeks ago, and I didn't tell him anything about what was going on before I heard his end of the story. I'm like, what do you think about me coming to Fiji? I just laid it out there. And he's like, Stephen, I really think you need to do something else. And I was like, man, that's really interesting that you say that, because the Lord's been changing my mind about the whole thing too. And that's one area in which he's answered prayer. I could just go on forever, but I'm going to stop right there, because, I mean, the main thing is that God answers prayer.
Amen.
My name is Sarah Plessinger, and I'm a sophomore music major, and I'm from Ohio. And I just want to praise the Lord for his provision. Exactly 4 weeks ago to the day, almost to the hour, I was attempting to wake up from having my ACL replaced, and it wasn't going very well, and I just want to praise the Lord that he brought me through that. I had a really bad reaction to the anesthetic, and it took me a long time to get out of it and everything, but anyways, he provided for that. He provided the money. I had no money to have my ACL replaced whatsoever, and he provided it all. And it was really neat to see he provided for my mom to come down and to be with me. And also yesterday I got a brace that I needed, and it was really expensive. Didn't have money for that either. And somehow I had accrued some credit at the doctor's office, and so they applied that to the brace. And then when I got there and got the receipt, it was for $50 less than what I thought it was going to be. So I just praise the Lord for his provision and for giving me friends that will pray for me and help me.
My name is Deborah Swearinger. I'm a sophomore secretarial major, and this year the Lord has really allowed me to see that I have a really, really good family, and they are just wonderful, and they love the Lord, my parents and my siblings. And also, God is really good, because I can say that I am the daughter of the God of the universe, and that's just amazing, and I can't comprehend it.
Amen.
Well, hello. My name is Matt Smith from Joppa, Maryland, and I would just like to thank the Lord for the fact that we get to walk with the Good Shepherd. Pastor Dietrich, as you came up and gave your testimony, I got to thinking about what a blessing it is to be one of your sheep there at Crossroads Baptist Church.
Amen.
But also my mind was drawn to the passage in John chapter 10 and verse 11, where Jesus said, "I am the Good Shepherd, which giveth his life for the sheep." And I was also trying to nail down one praise, and like Josh, every time I thought of something, more popped up. So, but anyway, about 4 weeks ago, missions conference, I asked the maintenance, the facilities group, as we prayed there in the facilities meeting on Monday, I just asked them if they'd pray for me that God would just show me during the missions conference, guide and direct me in the direction that He would have me go. Being a senior, you start thinking about what am I going to do a year from now. And God just really used the missions conference and then also Crossroads Baptist Church, being in a church plant this last year, the church planting conference this last week at Maranatha, and a bunch of different things, the TAC conference, the Spanish church that came to the TAC conference. And the Lord's really been working in my heart recently about planting Spanish churches here in the United States. And I'm grateful that as we walk with the Lord, in the light of His Word, He shares His glories along the way. And just to be able to know that He's in control of our lives. And like the sheep that you see roaming around here that facilities has to watch out for when we mow, our Lord cares for us. And He is the Good Shepherd. Provides for our needs like a shepherd does for a sheep. And He also leads us in the direction that we need to go to protect us along the way. And God's done that in my life. And it's just been a real joy just to be here this semester, these last several semesters, and just to have God work in my life and to be able to look and see that He has done that. And so I'm grateful to God for everything that He's done. And grateful to be here, and I appreciate all of you and the blessing that you've been to me. Thank you.
Matt, the Spanish ministry is the most fruitful ministry in America right now. Spanish churches, and it's a very, very fertile field.
My name is John Cook, and I do live here in the area. My wife and I both do, and this is my sixth year, hopefully going to finish my master's. At least the class is part of it is concerned anyway. But I would like to thank the Lord, first of all, for my salvation. I think that would be a good place to start. And also for my wife and allowing us to be married. And it's been wonderful. And I don't know if y'all are jealous or not, but I think you should be. But anyway. But on a more serious note, though, I am thankful for my family back home, which we'll be getting to go see tomorrow. But I'd like to home in a little bit on my dad, though. A couple of you mentioned your fathers or even yourselves being in the Navy. My dad was in the Navy also for 18 years, and he had it down to the seconds. I mean, 18 years, 11 months, and 6 days, and I forget the rest. But the whole reason he retired at 18 years and not 20 is just simply because of the Clinton administration downsizing the military during that time. He was in the South Carolina, Charleston area. I was actually born in the Navy Base Hospital. My brother and I both were. And I still remember very clearly when he would go out to sea. I guess it was 2-3 months, I forget. It was just a long time, is all I remember now. But I just remember my mom, she always had a good attitude, but I don't think I ever remember her complaining about it. And she was always a good model in that way. And I remember she would do this thing with us where she would take construction paper and she would cut strips of it, and we would actually tape them together and make a chain link out of it. And each chain link was supposed to represent how many days that he was out at sea. And every night before we go to bed, we'd clip another one off. And I always remember that was exciting, you know, whenever it would come up off of the floor. And especially when it got to the point where I could actually walk underneath it and it wouldn't touch me, which now I probably couldn't do that if I tried. But she was always so, from what I can remember, positive about it. You know, it was just, you know, Dad gets to be home in another week or however long it was. And we would go look for him whenever he would come in from the port, and we'd get to see the submarine and everything. They'd let us get on there. And he was on three different ones, actually. Two of them were about the size of two football fields in length. And very, there's a whole lot of responsibilities he had. I think he was an E6, but he was very close to promotion if he had been a little bit longer. And though he had a lot of responsibilities that guys at his level normally didn't have. And, I mean, he even had access to the missiles and things like that and where he was at. But just the... I don't even know how to put it, really. He was just such an example for me. And especially when I'm looking back on the fact that he didn't have a good life growing up. His dad, when my dad was 14 years old, well, he wasn't my dad, obviously, then, but when he was 14 years old, his dad committed suicide. And a lot of people don't know that, but you wouldn't know that, most of you, if nobody had told you. You know, he just doesn't, you know, show that. And yet he decided he wasn't going to let that affect how he lived the rest of his life. He wasn't going to let that defeat him. And I'm glad he didn't. I don't usually get emotional. Though maybe he wasn't always what he should have been spiritually. He was always there when I needed him. Excuse me. And even when I've been here, he's supported me in every way, and even helped financially. That's even another blessing in itself. The Lord's blessed with a good job where he's at, and he's been able to, when my brother was here too, he would help both of us with our school bill. He'd pay half and we'd do the other half. And and for those of you that knew my brother, he was here for 6 years, kind of like where I'm at right now, and I always said that was never going to happen. I said, I'm not going to do what he did. but it wasn't because he was doing his master's. It was for other reasons. But he'll even tell you now. He said, I just wasn't motivated like I should have been. He said, that's my fault. And he'll even tell you that now. But my dad, he told me, he said, you know what? He said, I helped both of you. He said, I even helped him even after the 4 years like I promised. He said, I had only promised I was going to do 4 years in helping you. He said, but I still helped your brother even after 6 years. And he said, I want to do the same thing for you, too. I only feel like it's fair. And I wasn't going to ask for anything. You know, here, you know, Jackie and I, we're married now. You know, I was thinking, you know, I'm going to figure out how in the world I'm going to pay for this. And I said, Lord, you're going to take care of it. I'm not going to ask my, you know, parents for anything. And I just don't feel like that's the way I should do it. And my dad said, I'll take care of it. He asked me how much it was. And it was considerably less than what I've been having to pay previously because I'm not having to take as many classes. But he said, well, I was already planning to pay this much anyway. He said, that's not even as much as I was planning on paying. So he said, so don't worry about it. I'll just take care of it. And so I haven't had to have that burden. And just thankful for my parents.
Amen. Amen. Well, good morning. My name is Emil Smilo. I'm a senior pastoral major from upstate New York. And I just want to praise the Lord this morning for his long-suffering, his forgiveness. When I entered this year, being a senior, yeah, I was nervous about finishing up. Thinking, what am I going to do next? But I was also very selfish and saying, I just want to get out of here. Although it's been wonderful, I spent my 4 years here. I'm just looking forward to graduate. Just get out of the way and let me go. So I wanted to apologize to y'all for that because I know a bad attitude rubs off really easy. But I just want to thank the Lord this morning for godly men that God has put in my life. My dad, the different pastors that I've been under, and specifically, as Aaron was talking about, godly laymen. This summer, I was out in Aaron's church. Got to spend the summer with him and under Pastor Dietrich and Pastor Fox. And an intern going in there, kid from New York, and they took me under their wing and really befriended me. And at the end of the summer, Pastor Dietrich said, "You know, if you ever need anything, you've got a friend." And I thought, "Wow, you know, I just spent 8 weeks." In his home, learning all, you know, just under him. And he said, you have a friend here. And I just want to praise the Lord for godly friends, godly men, in a world that there aren't many. And the encouragement they have been to me and still continue to be. So I just want to praise the Lord for what he's done in my life throughout the time that I've been here.